Proclamation number 5660 of 26th of April, 1953. Struggle of faith. Power to confess. If you humans knew about the suffering of the coming time, about the battle which will be waged against those who believe in me, you would then also understand why I first convey my word to Earth, why I myself descend to Earth. You would realize that you first have to strengthen your faith in order to take everything upon yourselves so as not to fail in this battle of faith. Pure truth gives you strength because you receive pure truth from me, because you draw it from my word which is blessed with my strength. Unbelieving people will be little affected by my word conveyed to earth as well as by this battle, because it does not apply to them but is still promoted by them. The believers, however, will have to suffer greatly, for not only will they be deprived of what they need as nourishment for their soul but they will be forced by brutal measures to deny their faith. And it will be difficult to stand firm and quite impossible where living faith is missing. For only this will give them strength, only living faith signifies intimate contact with me and thereby immediate strength. But living faith shall be awakened through my word. I therefore appeal to you humans that you, if my words touch you inwardly, establish contact with me, who can then always convey to you what you need. Strength and light in order to be able to offer resistance if action is taken against you. I know about the lukewarmness of people who also think they are believers but will fall down at the slightest impulse because their faith is not a living one. And I want to come to the aid of all these. I know what tribulation they are exposed to and yet I have to allow it in order to awaken them to life, for what they previously only fulfilled as a form shall now stimulate them to think and cause them to take a stand. Anyone who easily gives up his faith in me is already like a dead leaf which falls off and is chased away by the slightest breeze. He need not suffer in the battle waged for the sake of faith, but he will have to suffer all the more after the end, which will not be long in coming. But anyone who already has a small degree of realization will suddenly know what this last battle means, and he will attach the greatest value to my words which announced what is now coming to pass. I have known about the coming time since eternity, and you humans can recognize my concern for you by the transmission of my word, which is intended to make you strong and resilient when the decision also approaches you. Suffering for the sake of faith is difficult as long as your innermost conviction, your living faith, does not give you strength. Then, however, even the strongest earthly forces are unable to shake it. Then the human being will gladly and joyfully confess my name before the world, for then he will draw all strength to resist from my word, he will accept the strength from me myself, and he will truly remain victorious in the lost battle on this earth. Amen.